Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
So,
what are you doing?
Oh, I got a new bulb in here.
No, you don't, dear. Sorry, I was vacuuming in here today. Now what's wrong with it?
Well, I must have broken the bulb when I was shaking it.
What'd you shake it for?
Never mind, dear. What else is new in the Cleaver household?
Oh, would you make a little fuss over Wally at supper?
What's up?
Well, he's been elected to a club called the Crusaders at high school. And they only took in 10 sophomores, so it's quite an honor.
What kind of a club's this?
Letterman's Club. School sponsors it. And they put on plays and things.
Well, fine. I'll make the same kind of fuss I made when he brought his grade up in Spanish. A sort of a B-plus type fuss.
I married a genius.
Yeah, I know. Beaver, don't do that at the table.
Well, gee, Dad, where can I do it? Because I sure gotta do it.
Beaver, take a drink of water.
Well, Wally, I understand you made the Crusaders at school. That's quite an honor.
Well, yeah, Dad. Crusaders is a real neat club. I don't know why they took me. They usually just take the swingers.
Who else in your class was invited to join?
Well, from my homeroom, Eddie Haskell was the only other guy.
I didn't know Eddie had made his letter.
Well, he was assistant manager of the basketball team. They had to give him a letter because in the middle of the season, the real manager got the mumps.
Now, I don't know why, but somehow that sounds like Eddie. Well, what activities do the Crusaders plan, Wally?
Well, in a couple of weeks, we're going to put on the Crusader Follies. It's kind of a satire. The guys do it every year.
Isn't that wonderful, Ward? We're going to have an actor in the family.
What kind of junk are you going to put on, Wally?
It's going to be a takeoff on a Western play.
With cowboys and shooting?
Well, I guess with cowboys and shooting.
Well, what part do you think you'll have, Wally?
Well, I don't know. I just got into the Crusaders, so they'll probably just give me a standing around part.
A standing around part?
Yeah, you know, a guy that just stands around while the other guys say stuff.
Now, Wally, I don't think a fellow should always be running himself down. Do you, Beef?
Gee, no, Dad. There's enough grown-ups around to do that for you.
I suppose there are, Beef.
Wally, I'll bet you'll just have a wonderful part.
Well, I don't know if I'll have a wonderful part or not. Because Duke Hathaway, he's the head of the thing. I asked him today, and he said we'd get our parts and costumes tomorrow, and I was a sophomore, so I should shut up.
Haven't I heard of Duke Hathaway before?
Well, sure. The Duke made All-State Garden basketball again this year. He's the kind of guy you gotta let him push you around.
But we told you to stop that.
I know, Dad, but if I drink any more water, I'll get sick.
All right.
You know, Mom, I'd hate to be a cow get grinded up like this.
Now, Beaver.
Even if I was dead, it would still hurt.
Wait, Beaver, this is our supper.
Yes, Mom.
Hi, Wally.
Hi, Wally.
Hi, Mom.
Grinding up a cow for supper.
Yeah, sure.
Well, Wally, what do you have there?
Oh, it's nothing.
Wally, you have a big box under your arm. What is it?
It's nothing, Mom.
Well, I never heard of a boy bringing home a box full of nothing. Did you, Beaver?
Not unless he's a creep.
Wally, that must be a costume for the play, isn't it?
Well, sort of.
Don't you want to show it to us?
No, thank you, Mom.
Well, now, why would Wally be acting like that?
I don't know, Mom. I guess because he's a teenager. Hey, Wally, what you doing? Thinking about girls again?
No, I'm not thinking about girls.
Hey, how about letting me see the costume you brought home for the play?
Look, I'm not letting you see it.
Where is it?
Never mind. I don't want you getting your grubby hands on it.
My hands aren't grubby. I just washed them.
I don't care if you washed them 100 times. They'd still be grubby.
Get out of here, dear.
Ward, why are you hiding in here?
I'm not hiding. I'm just trying to get a few business letters written.
Dear, I know you have problems of your own, but do you realize you have 2 children?
Well, I'd heard rumors to that effect.
Wally's acting strange.
Well, sure, he's a teenager.
I got that much out of the beaver.
Well, what do you mean he's acting strange?
Well, I know he got his part in the play, but he won't talk about it. And I'm just sure that something's bothering him.
Well, Jen, what do you want me to do?
Well, you're his father. Can't you go up and get it out of him in a roundabout way?
All right. But, why do I always have to be the sneaky one?
Dear, you're not being sneaky. You're just being a father.
Well, fellas, how are we feeling?
Well, I'm okay, but Wally's being a creep.
I am not. Oh. Well, Wally, I understand you got your part in the Crusaders play today.
Yes, sir.
Well, is it a good role?
I don't know. I've never been in a play before.
No. Oh. Well, of course, if you don't want to talk about it, why, I'll just drop the subject.
That'll be okay with me, Dad.
Yeah, well, supper will be ready in a little while, fellas.
Hey, Wally, if something's bothering you, why don't you tell me about it? Maybe I could help you.
Why does everybody have to pick on me?
Did you find out what was bothering Wally?
No. I must be losing my touch.
Are you sure you left your baseball in here, Beaver?
Sure, Gilbert. Wally and I were playing catch with him last night. Take a look under the bed.
Hey, Beaver, what's this big box?
Hey, that's my brother's costume for a play. Well, he's been hiding it on me.
Let's open it and see what it is.
I don't think we should.
Ah, come on. It must be something good if he's hiding it.
Just an old cowboy suit or something.
Funniest looking cowboy suit I ever saw.
Look, Gilbert. It's a dress with a skirt and everything.
Hey, look at these shoes.
Well, I've seen these kind of dresses in television.
Ladies dance in saloons with them.
You don't think your brother's going to dance in a saloon?
I don't know.
Hey, Gilbert, look at these crazy shoes.
Boy, you're wearing this goofy.
Look, Gilbert, I'm a saloon lady.
Put that down, you little snakes.
Hello, Wally. Hi, Wally.
Boy, what a little snake. I thought I told you to keep your grubby hands off my stuff.
Well, gee, Wally, I didn't mean to fun. It was just an accident.
Boy, what a couple of little rats. I had to clop you one.
Beaver, I think I better go home for dinner now.
Look, Beaver, I'm telling you, if you say anything to anybody about this, I'm going to fix you good.
Don't worry, Wally. I'd be too ashamed to tell anybody I had a brother who was going to be a girl.
Hello there, Gilbert.
Hello, Mr. Cleaver.
Wait, been upstairs playing with Beaver?
Yeah, but I got to go home now on account of he and Wally are fighting. Goodbye, Mr. Cleaver.
Beaver and Wally are fighting.
Leave it in the box, you little creep. Let me have it.
Stop pushing me around.
Look. Now look what you did.
Well, I don't care. Go, go, go.
Here, wait a minute. Boys, what's the matter?
I'm not clapping, Daddy. Rip my dress.
Wait a minute.
What's going on here?
Beaver ripped Wally's dress.
Looks like there's coming costume for the play.
Wally, why's your costume a dress?
Because he's going to be a girl.
Girl? Yeah, the Crusaders are all guys, and they got to play all the parts. And, well, somebody's got to play the dance hall girl, and they gave it to me, and I'm not going to do it.
Well, now, wait a minute, Wally. Look, didn't you tell me that last year some of the fellows played girls' parts?
Well, yeah, they had a whole chorus line of them.
Well, there you are, then. The whole thing's just a satire. You're just supposed to get up there, horse around, and have some fun.
I don't know.
Well, of course you will. Look, we used to do this sort of thing at my fraternity in college. What are the other fellows going to think of you if you don't get into the spirit of the thing? It's all part of being a member of the Crusaders.
I don't care. I don't want to do it.
Oh, come on, Wally. You slip it on after supper, and I'll see if I can't sew it up.
Well, maybe.
That's a boy. Now then, you two, no more fighting.
Yes, sir.
Here you are, Wally. You two get ready for dinner.
Now what are you doing?
I just want to see what kind of underwear they gave you.
Yeah, will you?
Hey, Dad, can I come in now?
No, Beaver, you stay out of here.
Yeah, you keep out of here.
Heck, I always gotta miss all the good stuff.
Come on, Wally, take a few steps. I want to see how it hangs in the back.
No, sir, nothing doing.
Now, Wally.
I'll quit the Crusaders. I'll quit the school. I'll quit the whole town if I have to.
Listen. Oh, Wally.
I'd sure hate to see Wally pull out of the Crusaders before he even gets started.
So would I. But I think I understand the way he feels about playing the dance hall girl.
Well, it's all in the spirit of fun. Gee, when I was in college, I did a sketch where I put on a grass skirt and played a hula girl.
Well, Wart, some people can do that. Wally just happens to be a little more like my side of the family. More sensitive.
Gee, what do you think the Cleavers are, hard-headed Neanderthals?
No, but... Well, something like this can be very embarrassing. When I was in school, I had to play the part of George Washington. I felt so self-conscious in those trousers and silk stockings and wig.
You know, somehow I just can't picture you at Valley Forge.
Well, it wasn't funny to me. They even sent for my mother, and I still wouldn't do it.
Well, Wally just can't go through his whole life sensitive.
Why not? You want him to be somebody he isn't?
Oh, of course not, but I... All right, dear, I guess it does all boil down to the fact that some fellas can go along with a joke like this and others can't. But I just don't want to see Wally be a quitter. I gotta go up and talk to him after a little. Maybe he can switch parts with someone else.
This is the way it is, Duke. The Crusaders are a neat bunch of guys. But my studies come first and I shall not be able to accept the part. Nah, that's no good. Look, Duke, let me level with you. This playing a girl is for the birds. Hey, what are you snooping at?
I'm just watching you be a quitter.
Don't rub it in, huh, Beef?
I'm not. If I had to play a girl, I'd get sick to my stomach.
Yeah. If I have to get up on that stage, that just might be what I'll do.
Well, if you make him do it, Daddy's going to get sick right up on the stage.
Well, I'm not going to make you do it, Wally. But I think there's a way you can still stay in the club.
But, gee, Dad, if I turn down the part, the Duke will throw me out at the Crusaders.
Now, if you switch parts with someone else.
But I don't know anybody goofy enough that would play a girl.
Well, maybe you don't have to ask someone directly. Maybe you can make the part sound so attractive that... Someone will be begging you for it.
How could you make playing a girl look good?
Wally, did you ever hear the story about the fox and the bear and the quicksand?
Is that like a cartoon on television, Dad?
No, it's an old fable, Beaver.
Oh, I think I'll go downstairs and have Mom help me with my spelling.
Better stick around. It's a pretty good story.
What is it, Dad?
Well, one day this fox fell into a pit of quicksand. And no matter how hard he tried to get out, he just kept sinking deeper and deeper. Well, finally, a bear came along. And the big old bear said, what are you doing down there? The smart fox said, I'm taking a little swim.
Gee, Dad, that's neat. He talks just like a bear and a fox.
Thank you, Beaver.
Anyway, the fox kept telling the bear, you know, how fine the water was and what a wonderful swim he was having, till the bear finally got so excited he dove right into the pit of quicksand. And the fox jumped on his shoulders and got out.
Well, gee, Dad, that's just like a kid story.
Look, Wally, don't you see? Right now, you're the fox in the quicksand. What you have to do is find yourself a bear.
Yeah, sure, Dad.
It just might work, son.
Hey, Wally, what happened to the bear? Did he wait around for an elephant to come along and top him and go swimming?
Nah, I don't think elephants mess around much with bears.
Wally, about switching parts?
Yeah, I think he's agreeable. I told him the story about the fox and the bear.
Dear, why don't you tell me stories anymore? When we were first married, you always told me stories.
Well, dear, somewhere along the line, I got the feeling you weren't listening anymore.
This is the captain. Blow both tanks. Take her down to 200 feet and level her off.
Zoom!
Hey, Beaver, what are you doing?
Oh, hi, Wally. I'm just pretending I'm the captain of an atomic submarine and it's going to the North Pole.
Boy, what a dumb thing to be doing.
Well, it's better than going to the house and getting yelled at.
Why would you get yelled at?
You know how it is. Hey, did you get out of being a girl in that play?
Nah. I kind of hinted around to Lumpy and Tooie, but they wouldn't go for it.
Yeah. I guess you gotta be a pretty smart fox to make that stuff work.
Yeah. You gotta find yourself a pretty dumb bear, too.
Hey, maybe the Crusaders could take in a real girl to play the part of the saloon lady.
Well, heck, Beaver, you can't take girls in a club with boys. They got a rule against having that much fun.
Please come home. Your loving daddy's all alone.
Hi, Eddie.
Well, if it isn't the queen of the dance hall girls.
What are you laughing at, Eddie?
I was just thinking about you clomping around the stage in that dress.
Gee, Duke Hathaway tells me that that's just about the biggest part in the whole play.
You mean you got a lot of lines?
Oh, I don't know, 8 or 9 pages. Mary Ellen Rogers said she might come over and coach me. She said she might come over a couple nights a week.
Mary Ellen Rogers, huh?
Yeah.
Well, how many lines do you have in the play, Eddie?
Well, I say, here.
Already, Eddie, you're not going to need any coaching from girls or anything.
Well, I guess I'll like your 2 lines as much as if you had a real part. Hey, Beaver, you want to throw the football around after supper?
Yeah, I'd like to throw the football around after supper.
Okay, then we'll throw the football around after supper.
Hey, Wally.
Yeah?
Do you not really mind being a girl in the play?
Well, gee, a guy's got to get in the spirit and horse around with the other fellas, doesn't he?
Hey, Wally, all the guys from my class are coming. Will you give me your autograph?
For sure. Why should I be stuck up?
Hey, Wally, tell me something. How come the Duke gave you such a good part?
Well, I guess the Duke wanted to give it to a swinger.
The Duke thinks you're a swinger?
Well, he gave me the part, didn't he? Hey, Beef, you want to throw the football around now?
Yeah, I'd like to throw a football around now.
Okay. Will you excuse us, Eddie? We're going to throw the football around now.
Yeah.
Well, I'll see you later, Eddie.
Yeah, see you guys.
Hey, Beef, you think he fell for it?
I don't know. And he always looks so sneaky. You can't really tell what he's thinking about. Hey, you want to throw the football around now?
Heck no.
Good evening, Mr. Cleaver. I'm Harold Hathaway. I wonder if I can see Wally?
Oh, well, I think he's doing his homework.
Yeah, well, just tell him the Duke is here.
Oh. Wally? Wally?
Yeah, Dad?
The Duke is here.
He's right there, Dad.
Well, Duke, is Mayfield going to have another good basketball team next year?
Oh, I don't think so, Mr. Cleaver. I'm graduating.
Hello, Cleaver.
Oh, hi, Duke.
I wonder if I might speak to you alone.
Oh, well, why don't you fellas use the den?
Why, thank you, Mr. Cleaver.
Was that Duke Hathaway?
Uh-huh.
Wish I'd gone to the door. I never met a swinger.
Catch you on the way out.
Why'd they close the door?
Because they didn't want us to hear.
Why didn't they want us to hear?
Because we're parents.
Well, that's big of you to see it that way, Cleaver. The Crusaders won't forget what you've done. Good evening, Mr. Cleaver. Mrs. Cleaver.
Good evening.
Nice of you to let me intrude like this.
Oh, it's all right.
Well, good night, Duke. Good night, old boy.
My, he is a swinger, isn't he?
Gee, thanks a lot, Dad.
Hey, come back here. What happened?
Yes, what did you and the Duke talk about?
Oh, well, Eddie Haskell went over to see the Duke this afternoon, and he whined around. So Duke came over to ask me if I'd do the Crusaders a big favor by letting Eddie play the dance hall girl.
You mean you're not going to be in the play?
Oh, no, I got another part.
Oh, that's fine. Say, if you like, we'll help you with the lines.
Oh, that's okay. I already know them. I only have two lines. All I say is, "Here comes the sheriff." And then later on I say, "Somebody stole our horses."
Was just wonderful as that dance hall girl.
He certainly got a lot out of the part, didn't he?
That was real funny when he kept getting up after they shot him.
What's the matter, Wally?
Well, I was just thinking. Eddie doing that dance hall girl so well and everybody applauding and the girls making a big fuss over him. Maybe I should have kept that part.
Well, Wally, I wouldn't want to see you go overboard on it, but I don't think it would hurt if you were a little bit like Eddie.
Yes, and it certainly wouldn't hurt Eddie if he was a little bit like Wally.
Very true.
Come on, Beaver. What are you going to have? I'll have some ground-up cow.
Sanford and Son was inspired by the British series Steptoe and Son. The upcoming episode, The Barracuda, was adapted from an original Steptoe script, which was more delicately entitled The Stepmother. Stay tuned.